We use the words real presence often in our faith. But tonight I want to look at those words from another viewpoint. I want to talk about real presence this way. What is the real world? How are we present in it? In our reading from Paul, when Jesus in the Last Supper says, "Do this in remembrance of me," he is not asking to do this to remind us of himself or what he has done. He is asking the apostles and their successors to continue to participate in this very moment in time. If we turn back one chapter in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we would hear him say that the cup of blessing and the bread we break is a participation in the body and blood of Christ. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we do not replay the Last Supper like a rerun of an old TV show. Nor do we replicate the Last Supper. Rather, we enter into that one Last Supper of the Lord. It is real and present to us. We are in the upper room with Jesus and the disciples. We are there with Mary and the apostles. That moment in history is being made real and present here and now. God can do that. We can't see it. We can't observe it with physical senses. But we are at the Last Supper. Jesus is saying the words, "This is my body. This is my blood." Though the person we see with our eyes is Father Eli. The voice we hear with our ears is Father Eli's voice. But the bread and wine do not become Father Eli's body and blood. They become for us the same body and blood of Christ as those elements did for Jesus at the Last Supper, because we are participating in that same event. I think very often we come to Mass and we have the wrong idea in our heads. We see the Mass maybe as a departure from our life, a departure from the real world. We see the Mass as a break from reality for an hour, so that we can maybe prepare ourselves and get energized to go back out into the real world. But it's just the opposite. When we come to Mass, we leave the temporary, momentary world and enter into the real world. What you do in time and space, things like your career, your vocation, eating, drinking, sleeping, shopping, health and illness, stress and pleasure, paying bills and doing chores and paying taxes and driving and going on vacation, grieving, mourning, working, these are not the things of the real world, the eternal world. These are things of the temporary world that will pass away. When we come to Mass, we are finally home in the real world. It's a shame that we don't often recognize that. Some people have that gift, though, to experience supernatural things during Mass. They see angels or the glory of God in some extraordinary way. That doesn't happen to me. I often have to work very hard to remind myself of what is going on and what is happening when I'm at Mass. I have to be very intentional as I kneel behind the altar here and bow my head, trying to participate actively in the mystery that I cannot see or sense. We do physical things to help us enter into that reality. We kneel, we bow, we ring a bell, we use incense, we light candles, we wear vestments, we use special metals and ornate designs to help us participate in the reality. But even then, I sometimes catch myself going through the motions. losing my focus, being distracted by thoughts of things outside in the temporary world. But every now and then, I do feel something supernatural. God gives me the grace of a revelation about the reality of what is happening. One of the most recent occurrences of this happened right here in this church less than a month ago. Thursday night, March 19th, the Solemnity of St. Joseph. Many of you were here for that Mass, and you may have sensed it yourself in some way. It was the last Mass we were going to be able to celebrate, gathered together in this church for some time. We don't know how much longer that will be, and when we will be able to gather together again. But we knew that night that this was to be the last time for a while. I knew when I incensed the Book of Gospels that night, when I incensed Father, and especially when I incensed you, the congregation, that I would not see this assembly for a long time. And it changed the way I participated in the reality of that moment. I knew when I received communion that I would not be able to physically receive the body and blood of Christ for a while. And it changed the way I participated in that moment. I knew as I gave you communion that evening, those that were present here, that you would not receive again for a long time. And I could see in your own eyes the pain of that awareness. I saw how it changed how you participated in that moment. And the people at that Mass had a more intentional presence as well, a real presence. It was most obvious to me after the Mass had ended. Father and I and our other ministers of the altar processed out of the church. And when the final hymn ended, everybody knelt down. Normally, a large percentage of us will get up and exit at that point. And a few will kneel for some additional prayer time. But that night, almost everyone went back on their knees. Nobody wanted to leave. We knew, at least that night, that we were in the real world at Mass. And we were very intentional about being present in that moment. We knew that night, this is our life and our purpose and reality. We knew this is where we belong. We knew this is what we were created for. After the final hymn, there was a little pause that night, and still nobody moved. The choir started another song, the Salve Regina. It's a prayer by which we ask our Blessed Mother to help us through the parts of our life that occur outside of this reality. We use the words, after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Even after this second song ended, and we were about to enter into that exile, people hesitated to get up out of their pews. Those that were here, in fact, stayed on their knees for a long time that night. They did not want to leave. They understood, at least that night, at least to some degree, what the real world is, what reality is. And they didn't want to leave. They wanted to be present. This evening, we are offered an opportunity to enter into that remembrance and to be present, to experience the real presence of Christ and to allow Christ to experience the real presence of us at His Last Supper. And going forward the next couple of days, we are invited to be present in His passion, at His death, and at His resurrection. So that when this temporary passing world ends for us, we will enter into that which is eternal, to be present in the real world forever.